Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie joins me to talk about what we can watch. We are sticking with the small screen this week. So, from the comfort of our own homes, it is possible to watch Dr. Death. Susie, tell us what this one is all about.
G'day, Kat. So this one came out last week and you can catch it on Sky Show. So Dr. Death is actually based on a true story. Dr. Dunch was supposed to care and protect his patients as a doctor should. Instead, he severed the spine of some of his patients and killed two of them. This series comes after a successful podcast of the same name, which actually details the story of Dr. Dunch's terrifying reign as a successful neurosurgeon turned danger to all patients in his care.
Let's take a quick listen.
How was the patient?
Perfect.
There's a hemorrhage here, you need to fix it.
So there were no complications?
I don't have complications.
I can't make sense of this.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite. He's either the most incompetent surgeon I've ever crossed paths with, or he's a sociopath.
I definitely recognize the main actor and some pretty famous faces as the other supporting actors, in fact.
Yeah, there are some big actors in this one. So do you remember Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not Dawson, but the other one. Well, he plays the role of Dr. Death. And Jackson has actually received acclaim for his portrayal in this. It's being called a strong and powerful performance. And he's joined, like you said, by other bigwigs. There's Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater, and they're playing surgeons working with the doctor.
So this is based on a true story. So should we be worried about any upcoming surgeries?
Well, serial murders by doctors, it's not an everyday problem, let's be honest. But also, it's not unheard of. When I was Googling it, one of America's first serial killers was actually a doctor, and he admitted to killing 27 people, and he was hanged for his crimes. Another one is the British doctor Harold Shipman, who may have modelled his murders on another British doctor named John Bodkin Adams, who killed as many as 160 people, and he wasn't convicted of any crimes. So I think we can assume our doctors have our health in mind, but it does make you stop and think, like, what's in place to make sure this doesn't keep happening?
Maybe not one to watch if you have any upcoming surgery planned,
yes,
anything booked
skip.
In. Maybe pause this one, wait until afterwards. Let's move on and take a look at another series staying on the theme of death.
Yeah, why not? Let's stay with that theme. So we've got Bad Sisters, and that is on Apple TV, and it's out now. And, you know, we don't touch on Apple TV shows as much, so I thought we'd have a look at that, because really Apple TV have got some quality content coming out over the last few months. So let's catch this one. So Bad Sisters follows the Garvey sisters after the death of the husband of one of the women. When the insurance company suspects that he might have been murdered, they launch an investigation which focuses on those sisters' involvement. And it turns out all of them have motive.
When multiple people have motive for your murder, you've got to question your life choices. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from this one.
Who knows if there's foul play here, but if there is, the culprit usually shows up at the funeral.
All right, Columbo.
Claffin and Sons, we're handling John Paul's life insurance policy. Were you very close?
Yeah, he was our brother-in-law.
My condolences, Mrs. Williams.
She can't find out what we did.
So Anne-Marie Duff plays the widow in this, and Sharon Horgan not only stars as one of the sassy sisters, but she is a producer of the show and she's amazing.
Anne-Marie Duff brilliantly played Fiona Gallagher in the TV show Shameless, if you remember that one. And she was also in Sex Education, the Netflix show with Gillian Anderson. She is great. I just realised both of these have the kind of theme of a crime or a murder being investigated by somebody that's not a true investigator by profession.
Ooh.
That's kind of like the running theme for both of these. It's really interesting. So we've looked at Bad Sisters, which is on Apple TV. That's out now. And also Dr. Death, which came out middle of last week on Sky Show. You can catch both of those series. If you love a bit of crime and investigative drama, there it is for you. This is Big Screen, Little Screen. You can find our roundups of other shows and what to watch, top tips at worldradio.ch/ bit.com/bigscreenlittlescreen. Susie, thanks. We'll catch you next week.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the little screen.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.